Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Make this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud.
I always dread this, man. I always, always dread this because it just makes me... I kind of tense up the list of, like, what kids want to be.
Oh, no.
When they grow
kids
up.
Today?
Yeah.
So, now, Gen Alpha?
Yeah, that's the thing, is now we're at Gen Alpha, so it's, like, a whole new pile of them. And...
YouTuber. TikToker.
Okay, let's break this down.
That's it, isn't it?
Let's start with YouTuber.
It's usually the... It has been the number one job that kids have wanted to do for a long time.
It has been a massive, massive draw to the youth. 32% of kids want to grow up to be a YouTuber. That is their highest aspiration.
That's the highest.
I was thinking
maybe that's not... Oh, okay.
Well, maybe there are a lot of other jobs. There are.
But that scored the highest.
32% of the kids want to be YouTubers.
Okay.
TikTok creators is a separate category.
Mm.
21%.
Mm. Okay.
Honestly, in really good news, a real job is number 3.
Really?
Doctor/nurse.
That's great. What's the percentage?
20% of kids. So don't get used to that. Don't get used to that. App/video game developer. That's right there at 19%. That's right there. Entrepreneur is on the list, which is so tricky because, like, legit job and great job. But, like... It's also very
nebulous. I wonder how many of them would consider that to also fall into those influencer categories.
I think they very well might. Like,
how old are the kids? Do they know what that means? That means you're going to be broke.
I think, yeah, for a while. Artists, sports athletes also on there.
Sports athletes.
Sports athletes.
Doesn't that seem redundant? Could you not have just said athlete?
Esports athletes. Also,
you're right, don't want to
on
be offensive.
The list, along with professional online streamer, my God, musician, and teacher rounding out the list as the only other job that we, you know, that we think
so
of
when
as
we
jobs.
When we were growing up, it was...
What was it?
Actor, actress.
I think
huge,
so.
Singer.
So
to be fair, that's still in the entertainment world.
That's the thing. Like, is it different to want to be like? Is that the same? Because I'm kind of iffy on that.
Wanting to be a TikTok star is the new. I'm moving to LA to be an actress. But now you're just crying in your bedroom instead of on Sunset Boulevard while strangers watch.
Aspiring to be a TikToker is about as realistic as me aspiring to be a lottery winner.
Right.
Okay? It's aspiring.
There's so much luck that goes into it.
To hit Powerball.
And why don't you want to be like an electrician or an HVAC tech or a police officer, a firefighter? Those are jobs that I remember being on our list.
I know.
Jobs where people might thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're not roast you in the comment section. You know? Just, sure, chase the dream, but maybe also have a backup plan.
Yes, have a backup plan.
That,
my God, have a backup plan.
That doesn't involve ring lights and emotional resilience.
Oh, wow.
I beg of you.
And before anyone asks, yes, it is not stopping me at all from aspiring to be a lottery winner. Let's just get that clear.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Ooh, the ACM Awards keep adding more and more names to their performers list.
Right.
And I keep getting more and more excited. To recap, the first round of singers announced were Lainey Wilson, Eric Church, and Blake Shelton. Off to a strong start. Then they added Chris Stapleton, Miranda Lambert, Kelsey Ballerini, Alan Jackson, Brooks and Dunn, Cody Johnson, Rascal Flatts, Clint Black, Wynonna Judd, and Leanne Rimes.
They're basically, at this point, you're all performers, which is a great thing to be if you're an award show, let's be real, right? I mean, that's a crazy roster.
But they weren't done yet. Yesterday, they just added Jelly Roll.
Oh, did they?
Shaboozy.
Oh.
Megan Maroney. And the Backstreet Boys.
Are we going to get the Luke Combs?
Maybe.
Repeat of that? Okay.
Maybe they're going to record that.
Love
Who knows?
It.
And the show will apparently begin with a 12-minute medley of the songs of the decades, which Makes sense, given that. It's the 60th annual ACM Awards. That. All takes place next Thursday, May 8th, and will be hosted by Reba McEntire, country music's party of the year, people. And you can watch on Prime Video. No membership required. Everyone can watch starting at 7 p.m. Central. I know that was a question a lot of people were wondering with it being on Prime.
Yeah, what do I do now that it's not on TV? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just jump on.
It's open to all. Speaking of questions, what's the number one question you get, Frito?
How did you get your nickname?
Where did the name
Frito
come from?
Yes.
And everyone expects this really cool, long, drawn-out story.
Like some crazy thing, and it's so boring.
It's not.
And I don't even want to tell it on the radio. It's so boring. But yeah, it is the most common question I get.
Turns out that's exactly what happened to the boss, Bruce Springsteen.
Really?
How did that nickname come about? It's because he was the one who paid his band and his crew.
That's
he
it.
Says, hey, boss, you know, are we getting paid this week? Yeah, sure.
And then
some journalist, some DJ hears this and starts using it on the radio. And he says, as they say, it went viral. And so there it is. He doesn't even really like being called the boss. He just said it's dogged me my whole life. Still does. I've gotten used to it. I've given up and gotten used to it.
I feel that.
Hilarious.
I feel that.
Hilarious and very sad. Disney loves reboots, repeats, reimaginings. They like to, what do we say?
Beat the horse until it's glue, basically.
Yeah.
Last cent of that
straight into the
money
ground. Run it straight into
it
the ground.
It does not. You are.
Bleed it dry.
The franchise is not
Disney's
surviving.
Way.
It is not surviving. It's going until you are physically sick
of
seeing it. Yeah, and stop buying tickets.
Which is actually why it's so surprising we never got a second season of Hawkeye.
Actually kind of is.
Jeremy Renner might have revealed why. He says he was offered half the amount of his season, of the season one salary.
Yeah, sure, you can do it all over again.
And this was after the snowplow accident that he had on New Year's Day back in 2023.
Yeah,
so he's like, oh, you're going to pay me half? What? Because I'm half, because I had an accident and now I'm only worth half.
So I can't do my own stunts anymore. Now you're not,
But do you think that's it, or just because at that point in time, Marvel was kind of falling out of fashion?
I think they started to realize there's not that many pennies left in it. And yeah, it's like those big checks are kind of, you know, might be a thing of the past. In the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
You also had other big names attached to that project.
Hailee Steinfeld's going to want more money,
exactly.
Okay? Because she was, frankly, the star of that show.
She was.
She was the best part of it.
She really was. She had more screen time, didn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
And he said he didn't blame Marvel. He really didn't blame Disney, even.
Mm.
It's just the penny pinchers, the accountants. I told them to go fly a kite.
Mm.
I still love the character. I would still do it, but the money would have to be right.
Okay, right. Yeah, the money would have to be old Marvel money.
As old as time.
Avengers money to get him back.
Better
noted.
Days. And in some movie news, this weekend marks the unofficial start of summer blockbuster season. And if you haven't hit up a theater in a while, there are some etiquette reminders that people online are sharing. Now, some of these are obvious.
All right.
Don't arrive late.
Yeah.
Now, it was
a
bigger deal back in the day when people were trying to, like, squeeze by you and there was no room in the aisle and they were trying to separate parties or make you move down.
You've got so much room, it's not a big deal.
But you're still kind of blocking the screen, so
right.
I get that.
Okay.
Using your phone, always going to be a no-no.
Yeah.
You know, you're not at home in your living room.
Mm-hmm.
You are out in public. Putting your feet on someone else's seat. Again,
yeah,
what theater are you at where your legs can even reach the person in front of you?
Guys, they have so many nice theaters now. All the seats are fine.
Leaving your trash behind. Don't do that. Don't be that guy.
I have seen that. And I've, as someone that's been a movie theater usher before, I always do. That's when I notice. I'm like, oh, just.
I mean, unless it's a Star Cinema Grill where they are plates and you have to leave them
behind.
And
then they will come and get them.
Throw away your popcorn and your candy wrappers and all that. But the one I wanted to discuss was talking or snacking loudly. Now, talking, it's a movie. Don't do that. Snacking loudly. The write-up that I saw said no one wants to hear you prying open a Reese's during a quiet or tense part of a movie. Have you ever been in a situation where you've noticed someone opening something or eating that wasn't you? I think that's just like a very personal fear.
Because
you always think you are the loudest person in the world when you're doing something.
That is an interesting question because...
But I've never noticed anyone else doing it.
Now... Like I have been every time, because I like to crunch ice too, and I if it's one of those quiet movies, you know, you're like, yeah, you're trying to, and yeah, rustling rappers.
Quiet place.
I am so paranoid about that. Like, I don't want to make any noise, but yeah, can I ever remember a time where someone noticed the volume at which I was eating
or opening a wrapper?
And maybe some people do notice this and it drives them crazy, but it's in.
How good is your hearing?
How
much do you hate the movie you're watching, you know?
I mean, holy cow.
Aren't you occupied elsewhere?
Yeah, that might.
I just think it's something that we are all very self-conscious about that is not actually a real thing.
Unless there are people out there that are abs like, oh, that drives, you know, and if so.
Drives me bonkers.
Yeah, get at us.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Fredo and Katie's Money Minute.
Yes, the Money Minute, which we started.
Very popular.
Back in.
Incredibly popular.
Checks,
bit.
Notes.
Yes, please. When did we begin?
February.
February, yeah.
February.
Well, look, I, again, this is a highlight of the show for me. I imagine if I was another radio show, I would really want this on my program, too.
And why change it when you can just steal it as is, no. Including the same verbiage?
Hell no, you don't season a dish that's already.
Don't mess with perfection.
Yeah, that's, I know, I get it, yeah.
But one thing we do that others don't is we give you an answer.
Well, yes.
Every day around 6:25.
I mean, I give it about a month. I'm certain that's, you give an answer, and then that encourages people to never mind, it doesn't matter.
It encourages you to sign up is what it does. So go to thebullhouston.com/contest.
Yes, please.
And if we call you around 8:25 for the original Money Minute, just know one of your answers today is red stick.
Yes.
Red stick.
Yeah. I like being the show that makes everybody better. But, you know, kind of like the Michael Jordan shows. You know, it's like.
Beating them with a red stick. This is nothing to do with the question, but when you hear it, I think you'll know what we're talking about.
Red stick is
red stick.
The freebie today.
And go sign up for the quiz. You only need 9 more now. TheBullHouston.com/contest. It's funny. I keep reading all these lists online about the perfect gift for mom for Mother's Day.
It's a good time to do it.
Which is next weekend, people. Don't sleep on that. And it's funny because when I was younger.
Yeah.
I used to think those Mother's Day ads for house cleanings were so offensive. Like,
oh,
really?
I know what you're talking about.
Sexist.
Yeah, it was like, hey, forget your special lady house cleaning.
Yeah, let her put up her feet and have someone else do the chores.
And what Katie would like, I thought to myself,
I would never.
Mm.
But now, as a wife and mother of two small children,
yeah,
That is literally all I want.
Don't say that. Don't be that person.
And maybe a nap alone. But seriously, like, give me the gift of walking into my house and not stepping on Legos or crumbs or the mystery spot that's been there since Easter. You know, like, I know there are exceptions to both sides of this, but generally, I think men have such a high tolerance for filth.
Yes,
for
we do.
Ick.
Oh, absolutely.
Y'all just ignore things like a mess. And that's not to say you don't clean. Mm. It's just maybe you have a different idea of clean.
Well, we're definitely not on the same page as y'all.
Right. Like, maybe you're just moving the dust around.
Mm-hmm. It's just not to your standard of clean.
Yeah, exactly. You pour the cleaner in the toilet bowl.
Right.
Call it a job well done and you walk away. Now, I mean, you gotta scrub that thing. You know, I mean, they're...
See, I hear you say this.
I acknowledge effort, but I just want my house to be immaculate without me doing a blessed thing.
I hear you say this, but it feels like
I will take all the house cleanings.
This could steer people in the wrong direction. Like, I hear what you're saying, and I believe it makes all the sense in the world. But it's like, maybe I should get Rain a house cleaning, and I think to myself, that is a grenade that I am not sure I want to step on. Yes.
Well, I think there are situations where it wouldn't be appropriate, and yours might fall into that category.
Yeah.
But when you see these stupid lists, I feel like they get them wrong. It's like, what does mom really want for Mother's Day? What do you really want for Mother's Day?
Yeah, you tell us.
Are you a mom? What do you want?
What do you want?
You want to be left alone. That's my guess.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us or text us. We'll see what y'all have next.
Mother's Day is rapidly approaching.
Yes.
Don't follow all these lists and say like, oh, look at this nice watch. Or this nice
necklace. Get her a nap. Sounds...
Get her a nap.
Oh, boy.
Get the kids out the house. All right. Get her house cleaning.
Mm.
Job well done.
Amber, what do you really want for Mother's Day?
Okay, so I don't usually chime in, but y'all got me on this one.
Okay.
So I think that guys overthink it. Like,
all right.
It's not always about the gift. I think cleaning the house is a great idea, especially with having little ones.
Yep.
But like the thing that I asked for this year was a photo shoot with my 4-month-old.
I love that.
Okay. That is a real thing. Like, if you are on the fence, get mom a photo shoot with the kids.
Or frame some photos.
That also.
Because these are things that you want to do and you mean to do, but you never get around to doing it.
Yeah.
So if someone books it for you and says, this is the date.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going. You are committed.
Yeah.
Right? And you might be even mad in the beginning, but you're going to love it when that day rolls around.
Right. And my husband's a photographer and he has a camera.
So you're not even asking for a booking. You're just saying, hey, can you do
what you do
for money, but for me?
For free.
And our child.
Really, the gift was for him, wasn't it?
No, I think you bring up a really good point. That it's like, hey, look, you don't have to really go crazy expensive or crazy deep. Frequently, if you just, and I'm bad at this too. If you just listen, you'll usually get an idea. And it could be something as easy as take the kids and go do something out and about today so that I can not.
Because a spa day is great.
Right.
But that requires effort. You got to go somewhere. Got to be into that. Right. Or you can just have the whole day to yourself, which when was the last time you had that? Probably never. You know, I mean, like not in years.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute.
It's been a while.
I will ask you one more question. Do you think he's going to get it right?
I do.
Okay. All right. He's a
professional.
Yeah, he is. He's a professional. The pics are going to be bomb and they're going to happen and everything. Thank you so much for the call.
Love it. Thanks, Amber.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a great morning.
You too.
Luke Combs on 100.3 The Bull. Good morning. We're Frito and Katie.
Yesterday, you mentioned Luke is up for Entertainer of the Year at the ACMs, which, I mean, I guess I knew, but I just realized if he gets it this year, he'll also clinch that coveted Triple Crown Award, which consists of also winning new artist and artist, so male, female, duo group, whatever.
Mm.
And he joined some elite ranks.
Yeah.
Like Lainey Wilson, Chris Stapleton, Miranda Lambert, Kenny Chesney, a few more. But man,
it is
a good list to be on.
Considering the past few years he's had that he has not already iced this. Is this the year? We're going to find out. It's going down Thursday, May 8th. 7 p.m. Central, the 60th anniversary of the legendary show and hosted by another legend, Reba McEntire. So we can all watch country music's biggest party of the year that is live on Prime Video. And just so I say it again, because I know it comes up, you do not need a Prime membership to watch.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
What up, Jimmy? All right, let's talk about you and Jackie. This says y'all went to the river recently?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I thought that was a pretty strong date idea, all things considered. You do the whole float thing, you have some beers.
Well, you're right. It's hard to beat in general, but like I don't know, it never really struck me as a date activity. As a party activity, you have a date activity, it's different.
Why? What's wrong with us?
It's just... Okay, well, give us some details here. Was it just the two of you?
No, we had some other friends on the float. It's better to, go with a bigger group. But I was thinking we could have, maybe some time after that. That was, the plan, that we'd have alone time.
Alone time. Okay, right, gotcha.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen?
Not as such, no. I guess looking back, I could have maybe planned a little better.
Okay, all right, so that's a start. Well, what did you botch?
I mean, I just... feel like I forgot some obvious stuff, sunscreen for one. I thought I timed things right, but I guess I was wrong.
What do you mean timed things right?
We kind of got a late start as far as getting to the river, and normally if I have a nice base tan, things are pretty much good, and I thought I had that covered. Turns out I did not have that covered. I was pretty much fried when we got out of there. So, yeah, I was just kind of ready to go home as soon as possible. You know, my big plan ended up being grabbing tacos on the way back to town.
Okay, Jimmy, so that's not a thing ever. Yeah, you should always wear sunscreen, no matter how tan or pale you are. Also, wear a shirt and a hat.
Are you still going?
Skin cancer is real, y'all.
Okay, yeah, thanks for the PSA. Thanks, so you cut the date short then?
Yeah, it was just, a good day and all, but that definitely might have thrown her off a bit. It probably felt more like a friend's day. I think that's what you might have been getting at earlier. It didn't have that whole date vibe, one-on-one kind of thing.
Yeah, so we didn't even ask. What's the dynamic between you two in general? Were y'all friends? Like, had you known her a while going in?
Yeah. I mean, not forever or anything, but we've sure known each other for a bit. We have a lot of the same friends, and we hang out a lot of the same places. It's just recently things have gotten a bit flirtier. I was oblivious at first. You know how guys can be.
Yeah,
but now, you know, you're trying. Then I made the move.
You're trying to make a transition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the general idea. But I didn't know if she got date energy from anything all night. She definitely didn't show it if she did, you know.
Okay. And we're going to try to double down on that today?
That's the idea. Triple and quadruple down if
wow.
we have to.
Excellent.
Okay. Well, let's do it. We'll call Jackie and we'll see what she has to say coming up next on Frito and Kate.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so Jimmy took Jackie out to the river.
With friends.
With a group. He said they had the same friends, so it's not like they were just his friends or something. Yeah. But yeah, he's worried that maybe she missed the date energy. maybe she thought it was just a hangout since they had known each other.
Because he cooked himself.
He's just part of the party. Go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he didn't plan everything right or well or at all.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to cut things a little bit short. Their alone time was really just grabbing tacos on the way home. Classic. But let's convince Jackie that Jimmy is interested in her and specifically interested in a do-over. I think we've got her on the line. Hey, is this Jackie?
Hello? Yeah, I'm Jackie.
Hey, Jackie, we're Frito and Katie. So we are calling today because, well, we want to see if our boy Jimmy can get a redo on y'all's date.
What?
Oh, well, see, this might be a little confusing. We think he was counting y'all's, like, river trip as a date, but you might not have gotten that memo.
Oh, no. I figured it was a date. It's just his behavior could have been a lot better, maybe.
How so, Jackie?
He's just one of those guys that's not the most considerate, I guess. I'm not sure how that long term, so, and I don't want to stick around and find out.
I guess I could have been a little more prepared. You're right. I might have miscalculated a few things out there, but that was my bad. It's 1,000% on me.
This is helping out in what way?
No idea. But
not sure yet.
Yeah, you get what he's saying. It sounds like the plan just got derailed.
I don't know what he's referring to exactly, but he doesn't wear sunscreen. So right out of the gate, that is the absence of a plan, if that's what he's talking about. but that wasn't even the only thing, okay? I met him over at his place because we were going to take his truck. I asked, just super simple, what kind of beer you got? And when I checked his cooler, there was like maybe 6 Bud Lights in there. Okay. He says he didn't know what I wanted, so I figured we'd just stop on the way to the gas station. Not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. But he maybe asked before it became any sort of a deal at all. So we pull up to the pump.
Okay.
I'm assuming he's going to fill up, but no, he's got a full tank. He just parked at the pump to go inside and buy more beer and seltzer.
Yeah, it was packed, so I figured it'd be quicker if I went in and grabbed everything for us. If you wanted to come in, you could have just said so. You didn't have to stay there.
Wait, no. Okay, but what, you know why it was packed?
People are forgetful.
Right.
Because they're all trying to get gas, and you parked at the pump. The very spot everyone is waiting for. You parked at the pump.
Yeah.
You weren't getting gas.
Right.
You don't see anything inconsiderate about that.
No, it's not like there was one pump or anything. Plus, I'm usually in and out. I'm very efficient. I do this very well. I do it all the time.
Are you serious? It took you forever. I was just sitting there getting dirty looks from everybody. I mean, you're right. It wasn't the only pump, but there wasn't enough of them to do all that.
It's not my fault everyone was getting beer. They all probably, you know, they all probably did the same thing I did.
No, they didn't. I mean, I can tell you that. I just hate when people do that. It's just so rude.
So you think this is some, like, unwritten rule at the gas station?
It is.
Of course. Yeah. It is. I mean, the only reason you use a pump is when you're getting gas. That's what it's for. I mean, if you're not filling up, then you're just in everybody's way. I mean, haven't you been on the opposite side of that before? It's completely infuriating.
Oh, my God. Come on. This is not a thing to worry about. It's just another parking space. How about I just pretend I'm getting gas? I could do that. You're being self-conscious for no reason. What if I've been running in to pay cash for my gas? No one knows what we're doing.
Yeah.
And no one cares all that much. I'm telling you. Oh. I get gas all the time. How often do you get gas?
Or you don't. How about we test this out, see how common this is.
Common this is.
Yes.
It's very common.
It's extremely common.
That doesn't mean it's okay, and that doesn't mean it's not infuriating.
Mm.
It just means that people do it because they, too, are very inconsiderate.
It's
And before you say it's not a big deal, no, but it is a big deal because I happen upon this all the time where I need gas. Like, I am low on gas.
True. Yeah.
And I'm having to drive around the pump where gas stations have more than one point of entry.
Yes.
Other people are coming from other areas, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe I can go here, but oh, no, there's no one in that car. Heck are they?
They're inside.
I mean, mine is your car breaking down. No, you never just jump in, especially if it's that busy, like we just heard.
You're right.
Unless the car is broken down at a pump, there is no reason to be there for an extended period of time unless you're getting gas.
You guys tell us. Big deal? Or not big deal. 713-881-5500. Call us. We will talk to you coming up next.
Call, text, tweet, or just holler really loud. Hit up Frito and Katie anytime at 713-881-5500.
Can you park at a pump if you're not getting gas?
You say
yes. Physically, yes. Like, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Should you?
All right. Let's see what you guys think. Sarah, is it a big deal to park at the pump?
It's a written rule. Whether it's an imaginary ink or not, it's a written rule.
Yeah.
If you're getting gas, get gas. If you're not, stay off the pump.
Yeah.
What gets me, though, is when, and I'm a parent, so I have kids, but when the family gets down and the parent who's paying waits for everybody to get snacks, and then they go, pay for the gas, let the kids get the snacks, then pay for their snacks while you're pumping gas. Like,
Two birds, one stone. That's how to try to maximize your time.
Yeah, because you can't sit there all day, and you can't sit there for not getting gas.
Does it matter if it's busy or
figure out what ice cream to get, what flavor soda to get? Like,
oh,
no,
I'm torn
pay for the gas, pump the gas.
Do you get any leeway if it's, again, not Buc-ee's or not crazy
Buc-ee's
busy?
Would be better because at least there are more pumps. You're less likely
you
to realize.
You have the option of, like, credit card only or pay at the pump. And it's fast. But you're talking about a regular gas station that's got maybe 6 to 10 pumps, and there's a whole bunch of people and maybe, like, 5 parking spots.
And
the ratio does not
three
add
of
up.
Them are going to be out of order. One person is going to have parked to where if you have a long car,
that weird angle, you can't get in. You're out of luck.
Yeah, or it's on the wrong side of you,
person,
right?
And you got to do that Tetris to get your.
That person who's like, they're cashing in like 10 lottery tickets, like get out of the way.
You know what? You're bringing up a valuable point. I didn't even think about the lottery ticket guy. It doesn't matter how fast you go. Because lottery ticket guys in front of you, then the whole operation is blown. Like, you're done. You're cooked. Okay.
But so long as you're getting gas.
What is a new lottery ticket?
Yeah.
Let me have that one. No, not that one. Let me have number 17. Get off. Get out of the line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make your decision somewhere else.
Fair. Good points. We appreciate the
lots
call.
Lots of strife at the gas station.
Alan, does this annoy you as much as it annoys others?
Well,
Well, I do agree that it is annoying from somebody that has a fleet of trucks when you try to pull up to the pump in the morning time and they're going, there's somebody inside getting coffee and their donuts and their kolaches and they're not even pumping gas, especially at the diesel pumps. Mm-hmm. That is the most annoying because those are so limited in every station.
Diesel, exactly. Okay, exactly. No, diesel pumps.
But that happens more because it's on the ends.
Yeah. So someone just lands there. It's and just where they land.
Old Frito over here. Oh, good enough.
I don't even know that
this
I would.
As good
I don't
as any
even
other.
Know that I would notice the diesel pump. To be honest with you, I'd be real. I would not notice it because I'm not getting diesel, so it's just not something that factors
you're
into
getting
my.
You're getting a donut.
It's like, okay, this will do. And then in you go, and you get your tacos, and then you come back out.
Well, I tell you what, if you really want to press this and see if people feel the same way or are passionate about what is important to them, why don't all of us that drive diesel trucks, when we go to HEB and all these shopping malls and what have you, and we park in the electric vehicle parking lot, and then we go in there and then we go inside and shop. Let's see what the results would be, because I bet you it would be astronomical.
You know what? You know, I think maybe it is time for the diesel's revenge. Yeah, maybe it's time for you guys to take the streets back.
You're talking about
back.
An army versus an elementary classroom.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, that's not
also,
the
Also, let's be real, bro. What are they going to do to you? Like, what's Tesla guy? What is Tesla guy going to do to you?
Is he going to ram you with that little thing?
Other than just kind of squint angrily. Like, hey, get out of here. Like, you're consequence free. Thank you so much for the call.
Any morning is a good morning with Frito and Katie.
I love you guys so much. I love you.
On 100.3 The Bull.
I
took a picture actually the other day and I sent it to you because I was so...
This does get you every time. I will...
Sensed. Yeah. It was right across the road. It happens all the time. People just... There are spots and they're empty and just, people don't use them.
It's just part of life.
I gotta get to spring, people.
Steve, out in Cyprus. What do you have for us today, man? What do you think?
I wonder where you find these people. And then I realize they have to be in the audience. And then I realize I'm in the damn audience. Am I in
around?
That job too?
Right.
Steve, I go ahead and search our email. You haven't emailed us for this segment though, have you? Do you have a problem?
No, and I won't.
Okay,
no,
I just
can't. God, I hope I never have a reason. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, fingers crossed.
But I appreciate the public service you guys are doing.
We try, my dude. Steve. We try. Thank you for listening.
I feel
listening,
very strongly
bro.
About this personally.
We appreciate it. Jesse, all right, let's talk parking in front of the pump when you're not getting gas.
All right. Well, I can see how that can be an issue. That would aggravate the crap out of me, too. However, I drive a diesel truck.
Right.
All right. What's really more infuriating when there's an only diesel pump at the gas station and they have a gas burner parking right in front of the only diesel pump in there.
I know this has come up. It is the way it's positioned and the fact that and this is unfortunate. Those of us that drive regular cars do not. Look for that. You know, we're not like, okay, free up the diesel. We're just going to the first one that we see. And yeah, I can see how that makes life.
Well, no, if you were getting gas, he'd probably give you a pass. He's saying doing this, but at the only one that he can go to. So you're now it's extra infuriating.
It's just double.
And then what do? You just have to sit there and wait.
It takes all the self-control and you're not to hook your chains up to the car and pull it out of the way.
That's what I would do. Dude. See how long it takes them to come running from inside that shop. I bet they never do it again.
Thank you so much, my man. Lindsay, we're talking about people that just use the pump as a parking space. How do you feel about that?
Biggest pet peeve ever.
That's the biggest? That's the one that gets you? So you're like, Katie, this drives you bonkers.
Well, I just feel like it's so lazy. Like, if you need to go in the store, common courtesy, pull your car around. That's why they have parking spots, too.
And they're always empty. Those dang parking spots are always empty. Sometimes they're even closer. This is the best part. Sometimes they're even closer to the store.
I was about to say, well, what if they're all full? And then I realized that's
never
stupid.
Are. They never
I've
are.
Never been to a gas
Sometimes
station.
Sometimes people go out of their way to park at a pump and then walk up when you could have just driven straight up. I don't. What's happening?
Yes. Yes.
You're doing it on purpose now.
It is so frustrating. Like, just move your car. It's so easy.
Thank you so much for weighing in today. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, Angie, are we trying to pile on to everyone that's trying to just find a parking space that happens to be in front of a gas pump or what?
It's not a parking lot.
It's not a parking lot. It's not a parking spot. And for those people coming into the gas station that thinks stands for enough, because if you're circling around the parking lot, you're liable to run out of gas.
That's so true.
Before you get to the pub.
A lot of us like to live dangerously.
You know what? You're right.
Yes.
You're right. I know those people exist, and you're right. That needs to be a clear lane, because when you're rolling through on fumes, there's no time.
Well, you know what? If I'm breaking down, I'm breaking down right in front of your car. Exactly. Now we're both inconvenienced, buddy.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I know. It is not. It infuriates me whenever you're sitting there waiting because all the pumps are full. So anyway,
best point of the morning by far.
It's not. Yeah.
Have a great.
Not a parking spot.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Liz, is it a crime to park at the gas pump when you're not getting gas?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I pulled up to the gas pump, put gas, paying cash. I have to go in. Sometimes there's a long line. We don't know what the issue is.
Oh.
There's no parking in front. I mean, where else is the guy supposed to park? Out in the street?
No, well, you're getting gas. That's not, like, you're getting gas.
You know you're getting
gas. She's not talking about you.
People might mistake you.
But then you come back and you put gas in your car.
Yeah, but the guy's right. How do they know what you're doing in there?
Well, you know what you're doing. If I'm next to you and I was annoyed previously because I was like, man, I can't go there, but I've now found another spot, and you come out and immediately put gas in your car, logic dictates you did go inside and pay for that gasoline that you are now using to fuel your vehicle.
I know when I do this.
If you jump in the car and make a hasty getaway.
I whip my bag and I just zip away. Like, I know what I've done.
I know the guy that was up next to me one day when I was almost out of gas, he paid with his card, put gas, then walked into the store and went and got drinks and spent 20 minutes in there.
I would say that if one is a problem, then that is a problem too. Do you need to vacate as soon as you pay? Do you need to get out of the way?
I don't know how you spend 20 minutes in a gas station.
20 minutes.
Impressive.
That really. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Don't hit snooze. Hit the free Odyssey app and follow 100.3 The Bull to wake up with Frito and Katie before you even leave the house. Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie
on 100.3 The Bull.
Let's talk Zach Topp being on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. He's singing his hit, I Never Lie. It was great, as always. And fans loved it. Someone in the audience even said this man's saving country music.
Many people believe that.
And it came up recently because he was asked why he thinks everyone seems to be gravitating towards his sound right now.
Mm.
He said, people are starving for stuff that's real, that isn't filtered and prettied up.
Yes.
The only thing I've ever done on TikTok is sit there with my acoustic guitar and plain sing for them.
Yes.
No lip syncing and no hanky panky.
Yeah, they just want some substance to it.
Which is hard to come by these days.
Yeah, very much so.
Now, he's already won the ACM for New Male Artist of the Year. Yay. Mm. Gets to perform at the thing. And, oh yeah, he's also nominated for one of the biggins, Album of the Year.
Yeah.
For his album Cold Beer and Country Music, which is pretty crazy.
I would love to see him drag that.
I think it's
a hard category.
Well, it's the first time a debut album has been nominated for Album of the Year since Chris Stapleton did it in 2016.
Holy cow. Traveler? Has it been okay?
And Sam Hunt, too, right?
I think Sam Hunt also, it's been a minute. It's hard.
See if Zach can bring home more hardware during the ACMs next Thursday, May 8th, 7 p.m. Central. It's country music's biggest party, and you're invited to watch on Amazon Prime. No membership required. Have you ever wondered how Tom Cruise pulls off some of his wildest stunts?
Other than being a complete psycho. I mean that in the nicest way possible. That's not
breakfast.
Negative. What?
So in Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, there's a scene where he hangs and crawls on the wings of a 1940s era biplane at 120 miles per hour.
Of course there is. And of course he did the stunt.
Tom says, the amount of energy it takes, I trained so hard for that wing walking. I'll eat like sausage and almost a dozen eggs and bacon and toast and coffee and fluids. He became Gaston to do that.
How do you do that and then not want to take a nap? I got to be light on my feet if I'm going to do something active. He said it's cold or at high altitude.
Body's burning a lot.
So you just got to load up.
And he's just constantly training in a variety of skills.
Wild man.
He's 60. Having more time to dance.
What is happening here? Oh my goodness.
What a guy. Speaking of Tom Cruise, there was a funny story a while back about Glenn Powell, the internet's boyfriend.
Yes.
He is doing the new version of The Running Man. Right now, it wasn't Tim Cruise. That was Arnold Schwarzenegger in the original.
That was.
But he has to do some stunts and things, and there's one bit where he's running, and they were like, man, if we're going to pull this off, we have to figure out how to run on camera. So he called Tom Cruise, and Tom said, film yourself running as soon as possible because you don't look as cool as you think. And then as you talk to running coaches, they'll say there's only one actor that knows how to run, and it's Tom Cruise.
I will say that. I have seen him run in a lot of movies, and no one looks as cool doing it as Tom Cruise.
Which is funny. No one looks cool running.
There's no regular human story that exists about Tom Cruise, which is fascinating to me.
And one of the biggest viral terms to come out of 2024 was raw dogging,
which, of course, was
basically avoiding all tech and entertainment when flying.
It almost reminds me of a hypnosis exercise. No, not hypnosis, sorry, meditation exercise. Like, you're not doing anything, you're staring at the back.
You just don't need to be entertained.
Which is true. I agree with the theory. It's fine. Yeah.
If that annoyed you, you're going to hate this.
Okay.
Because I got a sequel. In a TikTok tackling the worst habits by commuters, we are introduced to barebackers.
What is this?
A barebacker would be someone who engages in barebacking on public transportation, which is commuting without preoccupying yourself with phone, video game, or even a book, newspaper, or Mac.
So public transit without anything.
You can stare up into space. You can look at other people.
Right.
Which can be risky depending on where you're.
Yeah, I mean,
you can look out the window.
You could do that. I wouldn't recommend the. And you know, again, everyone. I think it's good to kind of put yourself, put something in your ears during that. And that's just.
See, I completely disagree. I don't see how people find that as a bad trait. Like the worst trait is the people who are sitting there oblivious to everything.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they're taking up an extra seat. Maybe it's someone who doesn't notice the heavily pregnant woman coming on.
True.
I mean, it's like, we're all so self-engaged.
You say that as the person who talks to everyone.
I do talk to people. But if they don't want to talk to me, I don't continue to speak to them.
People
have to have entertainment at all times, right? Like, even if you're cooking dinner or doing something around the house, like, do you have to put on background noise, or can't we just be?
I love the principle of the thing, but it just creates more. I mean, in theory, that's great, but no, you want people entertained. You want people just sitting there, not thinking about what they're doing, because people do crazy things, and their minds are not occupied.
I don't know about that, but that's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute.
Crystal, how we doing? How you feeling? Are we ready to win some money today?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Yes, calm.
Mismatched energies there.
Cool. Like, so mismatched.
You are way more excited than you normally are.
Yeah, it's the morning. I hit that way, way, way too hard, Crystal. Apologies on that. So, welcome to Money Minute. You're going to try to get 10 questions correct in 60 seconds. If you do, get $100. You can pass on any of the questions, and we will come around to your passes for a second crack. If we have time at the end, but once you give an answer, you cannot change it. Does all that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, with all that said, is Katie ready?
I'm ready.
And let us begin.
Who recorded the classic country song, He Stopped Loving Her Today? What occurred on June 6, 1944?
Pass.
Who is known as the original Renaissance man?
Pass.
What does Baton Rouge mean?
Red stick.
What does PTA stand for? PTA.
Pass.
What is the name of the black cat in Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Oh, I know this. Crap. Pass.
Nelson Mandela was the president of what African country?
Pass.
4 times 80 equals what? 4 times 80.
120.
The formula for calculating the speed of an object is distance over what?
Circumference.
Blanche, Sophia, Rose, and Dorothy are the...
Golden Girls.
Nailed it! Got it. Nailed it. All right. A lot of passes.
Yeah, which is a good strategy, it honestly, is. Because you know, if there's time, we go back and we do them all.
Exactly. You don't have to commit.
Who recorded the classic country song, He Stopped Loving Her Today?
George Jones.
George Jones. What occurred on June 6th, 1944?
D-Day.
The invasion of Normandy.
Okay. There we go.
Who is known as the original Renaissance man? That one's tricky. Da Vinci.
Okay. Very good.
Da Vinci. What does PTA stand for? Might not know it, really, unless you have kids or... Parents were involved in them, but the Parent Teacher Association.
That's right. That's right.
What is the name of the black
Remembered
cat?
Remembered as we said it.
Yeah, right? What is the name of the black cat in Sabrina the Teenage Witch? This one's going to bug you.
Salem.
I think you said 4 times 80 is 320. For some reason, I heard 420, but I think that was my mistake. And the formula for calculating the speed of an object is distance over time.
Okay.
Time.
All right.
But Crystal, I think you had a great strategy here.
Crystal, I like the way
you
played.
You should come back.
Yeah, we need to get you back, let you fine-tune this a little bit.
Yep.
Please sign up again online, thebullhouston.com/contest. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Okay, so we know Jelly Roll got added to the performers list at the ACMs.
Mm-hmm.
And Post Malone is trying to win all of the ACMs. And I forget.
Five. I think he's up for five.
Five. And dude needs to drag some trophies for the last year that he's had. Remember, you can watch the ACMs. That's coming up Thursday, May the 8th, 7 p.m. Central. The 60th anniversary, hosted by Reba McEntire. Country's biggest party of the year, live on Prime Video, no Prime membership required. And if you want to go see Jelly and Post in San Antonio, no tickets are required. If you can win, pour me a drink.
Well, tickets are required. You just don't have to pay for these. Free tickets.
Right, which are the best tickets. It is Friday. Let's head down to Katie's for a couple of libations, a couple of warm-ups to the weekend.
Making all kinds of cocktails over here at 8 a.m.
That's the perfect time.
It's what we do around here.
The perfect time.
It's like, and this is trivia, if it stumbled into a bar and forgot its ID.
Yes.
We are going to give you ingredients to a drink, and you tell us what drink it is. We've got three. If you can get two of them, well, you win the tickets.
That's simple. So, you want to try? 713-881-5500. We will play Pour Me a Drink coming up next on Frito and Kate. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. It is Friday, and we are headed to get the weekend started, guys. Join us in Katie's for a round of Pour Me a Drink. Dana, let's get this party started. Welcome to Katie's.
Dana, are you 21?
Yes, I'm almost 30. I turned 30 this year.
I had to double check.
She looks a little young to me too. There's nothing about Katie's if it is not a law following establishment.
That's right, TABC.
Yeah, don't.
Not shutting me down today. Okay, Dana. So we are going to be making some drinks this morning, and we will tell you the ingredients as we're making it. You will just guess or tell us what drink we have made at the end, okay? So the ingredients combine to make what cocktail?
Okay.
We are going to get started here.
All right.
I'm going to pour in some gin.
Okay.
Into my shaker, some lime juice.
Okay, the shaker.
Simple syrup.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to shake that.
Okay.
Little guy. And eliminate some of that cloudiness from the lime juice.
Come on. I know this is a classy establishment, but it's a little much.
Okay, Dana, gin, lime juice, and simple syrup. That's it. Gin, lime juice, and simple syrup. Those are the ingredients. What's the cocktail?
Crap, what has gin? I don't know.
Okay, hey, that's fine. Not a fan of botanicals. Quite tasty. Do you want to throw out a guess?
Honestly, I've slipped in my mind right now.
It starts with a G. Is that helpful?
Oh.
Gin and tonic? No, there's no tonic water in it.
yeah.
Okay, all right, all right, all right.
You got two more. You got two more.
Yeah.
You can win this thing right here, Dana.
Okay, we're
going to start with our cup of ice.
Okay.
This is an easy drink, I think, Dana. So we're going to pour in some vodka, some cranberry juice, which is a Cape Cod, but we will add to that grapefruit juice. The addition of grapefruit juice makes it a what? So that's vodka, cranberry, and grapefruit.
Is that a Paloma, maybe?
A Paloma.
It's dang tasty is what it is, Dana. Thank you so much for playing today. We appreciate it.
Try again when you've sobered up, Dana.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. Get another contestant on the phone coming up. Frito, Katie, 100.3, the Bull, Texas Proud, playing Pour Me a Drink for some tickets to Post Malone, live from Katie's. And the hell is a Paloma? Can you clarify that? I don't know that
she
I'm
She was
familiar
right about
with
the grapefruit. It's grapefruit soda, isn't it? I think it's a tequila-based drink.
Well, yeah, maybe. All right. Well, let's get back to it. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Renee.
Renee, let's party, buddy.
You thirsty?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
You've come to the right place, my man.
You certainly have, Renee.
Okay, so we are going to change it up just a bit. You know, that's,
okay.
Can't get into one.
Yeah, you don't want to get yourself into a
rhythm.
Rut.
Exactly. Silly. So it's very similar to one of the drinks we just made, but we'll start with our cup of ice.
Okay, all right.
We're going to do vodka.
Okay.
Cranberry juice. So again, a base like a Cape Cod. And we're going to add pineapple juice this time.
Oh, I liked it better before. Okay.
So vodka, cranberry, and pineapple combined to make a what?
A drink I would probably never order.
Fair enough.
Fair. That's okay. No guesses, no anything? Just
no,
moving on?
Yeah, moving on. Sorry.
Okay. Well, if the last one was a sea breeze.
Right.
What do you think this was?
Ocean breeze?
No, but that's a good guess. A bay breeze. A bay breeze.
Okay.
And cool. we're gonna make a new version of this here drink.
Oh, okay.
The old way was a little easier, a little simpler. But I used to work for a guy that was named the runner-up in American Bar Boss.
Yes, this is true.
And he said this is what people expected when they ordered it now.
So this is
and
coming
I trust
from
that guy.
Like one of the masters in
like
the craft.
Like he is a pro.
He is. One of the best dudes in the game.
So here we go. We're gonna take two oranges.
Okay.
Two cherries, two sugar cubes.
Okay.
And to keep it consistent, bitters, two dashes. And it was too fancy for Renee.
Frito, Katie. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, what's up?
What's your name?
My name's Ronnie.
Ronnie,
boy, are you in luck.
Yeah, you are.
Renee just passed out on that bar stool over there.
Yeah, he out. So we gotta get up. This party doesn't stop until someone gets them posty tickets. So
remember, you just have to identify two of the three cocktails based on their ingredients, okay? Mm-hmm. So we're going to start with a cup of ice here, pour in some vodka, some cranberry juice, and some pineapple juice. So vodka, cranberry juice, pineapple juice. Vodka, cranberry, pineapple. Those make a what?
Bay breeze?
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
My man.
Correct.
Okay, you are one away. You are one away from Post Malone.
So like I was explaining to Renee, which is probably when he nodded off, this is like a newer version of this cocktail, so stick with
me. Just ignore what she's
this
saying and just stick to the base.
This is what we call a craft cocktail.
Oh, God. Okay, yes,
Ronnie,
it is. It clearly is from what you're setting up
so
here.
So we've got two oranges, two oranges. Cherries, two sugar cubes, two dashes of bitters, okay?
Ugh, gross. Okay.
Now we're going to muddle.
Okay.
Going to get it nice and mixed.
I think you're going overkill on that.
Nope.
I'm not.
Right,
I know.
Now we're going to pour in some bourbon.
Okay.
We're going to add ice. I'll even garnish this one because I've been real lazy about that. Cherry and an orange wheel. I have just made a tasty what, Ronnie?
What is it? What's the ingredients again?
So oranges, cherries, sugar cubes, bitters, bourbon.
Old fashioned.
What a pro.
That's
You know what? We're going to do this last one just for fun.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, because I'm feeling festive.
Okay. Oh,
and
a
it's
festive
the weekend
drink.
And deserves a little celebration, especially because Ronnie's already won the game.
Yes, he has.
So where are my little tiki cups?
Oh, we're going. Are we going tropical?
Oh, there you are.
Are we going
okay.
tropical?
I mean, we're giving away a cruise also, aren't we? So, yeah.
Stay in the frame
so
of mind.
So in my mixing glass here, let's start with dark rum.
Okay.
Grand Marnier.
Okay.
That's orange, right?
Yeah.
Lime juice. Orgeat syrup. Now okay. we're going to shake it. I'll even throw a little umbrella on there.
Okay.
How's that? Or better question, what's that? Dark rum, Grand Marnier, lime juice, orgeat syrup.
Orgeat syrup? What is it called? What was the last one?
Orgeat syrup.
Orgeat syrup. Let me see.
It's a hangover is what it's called. Like, let's be real.
A delightful
hangover. Wow. That is a mess.
That's a drink.
That is a mess in a glass.
And it looks so fun.
A Mai Tai?
Is it a Mai Tai?
Is that a Mai Tai.
Is that how you make a Mai Tai?
It's a Mai Tai.
Oh, God. Yeah, something I would never order. But, hey, you know, it does set the weekend off, right? My dude.
Yes.
Thank you for swinging by. We appreciate your patronage.
We do accept tips.
Yes, she absolutely does.
Remember to tip your bartenders.
And you are going to Post Malone and Jelly Roll in San Antonio.
You are one step closer to blacking out at the Alamo Dome.
Which is not...
Just getting drink responsibly.
Which is not unusual for that particular venue. Hang on the line.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Did you know there's like a... kind of off the books rivalry between Coachella and Stagecoach?
Oh, sure. That makes sense, doesn't it?
There's like festival beef that may or may not exist.
Is it rooted in anything or?
Well, if you go back and look over the last several years, I mean, you know, they're pretty close to each other, so I'm sure they feel each other as competition, number one. There's a couple of articles that compare the two, like one of them kind of. And it was maybe a few years ago where they were trying to throw shade. I feel like it's Stagecoach because there are more alcohol-related arrests at Stagecoach. And, like, hey, that very well may be. I don't think it's much of a competition in terms of which one you would rather go to, but I'm also not the target demo for Coachella. Maybe that has... I just cannot ever picture myself going to Coachella. But here we have another comparison. And that is, which one is the bigger party? In other words, which one sells the most alcohol? Any guesses?
Which one had the more alcohol-related incidents? Because that would be my guess.
Okay, well, pretty good. They actually, this is the crazy part. They double up. Stagecoach sells more alcohol in one day, than both weekends of Coachella combined. How is that even possible?
Drugs. Drugs. They're doing more drugs at Coachella.
How did that not immediately pop out to me? It's like, wait a minute. There's no way. There's so many days of Coachella. How could one? Yes, Katie, I believe you're right. I believe it is illicit drugs. And I have no proof of that. I have nothing but that would make all the sense in the world.
Hey, speaking of good times, maybe you heard, the ACMs are coming to Amazon Prime next Thursday.
Yes, they are.
May 8th, the 60th anniversary. They've got a lot of great performers. They're doing a medley, a 12-minute medley of songs through the decades to open it up, which is going to be amazing.
Yes.
I don't know who's on that yet.
Well, look, we were talking about the performers list like earlier. It's all perfect. Like, it's not a crazy long, you know, it's not going 4 hours or what. It's
hope not.
They pack, that's going to be all killers, like no filler. I'm wondering when they actually are even going to have time to present the awards. Like, is they just going to do it during a guitar solo?
Maybe.
Because, like, yeah, that's going to be
insane. They'll talk real fast. Right. Or Reba McEntire. So tune in, Amazon Prime, no Prime membership required for this.
That's
which
right.
Which is awesome. Don't get confused.
No. They don't have to just log on, watch the show, enjoy it. It's going to be a great thing. You guys have a great weekend, and we will see you back on the radio on Monday.